Welcome to the Healing Elixir podcast. I am your host, Alexis Charles, and deep breath in and out. How are we doing? Happy November. I don't want to glaze over that question, but literally, how are you doing? Check in with yourself. Are you feeling good? Are you chilling? Are you a little low today? Are you in higher spirits today? Just check in with yourself. I feel like when we get up, we just go straight to working or straight to whatever it is that's on our agenda. And we sometimes forget to take a second for ourselves. So this is a reminder to do that. So let's get into it. Me and one of my friends were talking this morning, and after our conversation, I wanted to share something that I told her with you guys. And that means this might be super short, but I know that the message will get across. So we were talking about something that she was going through, and I gave her this analogy, the scenario, and I said, hey, if we had to go to war, and we got injured, and say the commander or someone that was in charge was like, hey, you have to go back to your station. You have to go back home. You would be ordered to go back home to do what? Why would you be going back home? You would be going back home to heal. You will be retreating back so that you can heal. Even in the art of war, you retreat. So in the span of us conversing about the topic that we were talking about, I was telling her again, sometimes we go through life and a lot of things happen to us in life. But sometimes life continues to happen and we don't retreat. And what happens when you retreat? You heal, you reflect. And it's just like being in, I keep giving these analogies, but they work. It's just like having off season, like for basketball, football, hockey, it doesn't matter. It's season. It's a seasonal sport, which means, hey, they play during their season and then they're off their season that they're not playing. Why is that? Because even they know that they have to retreat. Even they know they have to go watch film. They have to go and study other players. They have to study new plays. They have to become better as a team. In that off season, you're preparing for the season to come. So just like if we were at war and we got hurt, we would have to come back home and retreat and heal. So that the next time we went back out there, we one, wouldn't make some of the same mistakes, and two, we would be stronger. Now, how do we apply this to life? Again, life happens, you guys. Life happens all the time. But it's in that retreating and reflecting on the situations and scenarios that have happened in our life that we can really analyze what we did so we can change the outcome of the future. So I want you guys to know when to retreat. Is there anything happening in your life, or do you need to go back and reanalyze something? Do you need to go back to the drawing board on something? It's okay to retreat. You do not have to be on go all the time. And I'm going to say this again, just to kind of hammer it in. Sports. Even sports players know, somebody knows that they cannot play all year. So if they know that and they retreat and have an off season, why can't you? Because I feel like in the society, if you're not doing something, you're lazy. If you're not achieving something 24/7, some of these things are self-inflicted thoughts just because of societal conditioning. But anywho, you need to understand that it is okay to be in an off season. It is okay to reflect. It is okay to retreat and to go back to the drawing board so you can analyze, you can reflect, you can heal. So you can come back. And when you come back that next season or that next month, that next year, that next 3 months, a person that is unrecognizable. So, is it time to retreat? I guess that's a question you have to ask yourself. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal, let's elevate, let's upgrade your reality.